Today's Zamud for Chazara is Yevamos Nun Gimel Mabez. We're holding on the top of Nun Gimel Mabez, Chalatz V'Asa Maimer. So the Mishnah had said, Chalatz V'Asa Maimer, or Chalatz V'Nasan Get. No matter what, anytime he does Chalitza, so Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. So even if he did Chalitza, then did Maimer, Chalitza, then a Get, always Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Chalatz V'Asa Maimer, I understand the Chiddush. Itzrach. Because Al Kedai Dechamina, Nigzer Maimer de Basar Chalitza, Atu Maimer de Kameh Chalitza. I might think to make a Gzera of Maimer that's after Chalitza, that they should require a Get, Atu Maimer that's before Chalitza, which there they mamish need a get. So we should make a gzeira also in the case of Maimer that's after Chalitza. Kamash Malandalai Gazrina. Al Chalitza V'Nasan Get, Lamali. But what's the Chiddush in the case of Chalitza V'Nasan Get that ain't after Chalitza Klum? So says the Gemara, Tameich, you're looking for a Chiddush in every line. Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Seifa says, Ba'av Asa Maimer, Ba'av V'Nasan Get. So it says also, Ein Achar Bila Klum. Now, Bisham, Ba'av V'Nasan Get, I understand the Chiddush. It's Shachsak, V'Dat Chamina, Nigzer Get the Basar Be'ila, Atu Get the Kameh Be'ila. I might think that if you allow a Get to work after the Be'ila without requiring Chalitza, so people might think that a Get also works before the Be'ila without needing Chalitza. And that's not true. But you need a Get a Chalitza to get rid of the Zika. Kamash malandulei gazrinan ava ba'a va'asa maimer lamali. But what's the chiddush in the case of ba'a va'asa maimer? What's the chiddush? That ain't achar bila klum. So elamai, what are you going to have to say? Ela'aydi datani chalatz va'asa maimer tananami ba'a va'asa maimer. Since the Mishnah wanted to say the case of Chalitz V'Asa Maimer, because there is a Chiddush, like we spoke out, so that's why it spoke about Ba'al V'Asa Maimer. Once we're saying that, then we could also say that Va'aydi Dabai Lamisni Ba'al V'Nasan Get, Tananami Chalitz V'Nasan Get. Once the Mishnah wanted to speak out the case of Ba'al V'Nasan Get, because like we just said, there's a Chiddush, so therefore the Mishnah also spoke out Chalitz V'Nasan Get, Atu Ba'al V'Nasan Get. The Mishnah mentioned the Machlaikis at the end of the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, the Chachamim say, that Ein Achar Chalitza Klum is, it doesn't matter if the Chalitza is Betchila, Bemsa, Besaif. However, when it comes to Bia, so then we only say Ein Achar Bila Klum when it's done Betchila. But if it's done Bemsa or Besaif, as a Bia Psula, after a Get or after a Maimer, so then we make a Gzeira, Bia after a Get, Atu Bia Achar Chalitza, and Bia after Maimer, Atu Bia Achar Bia, like the Gemara spoke out on the Nunamabes. That was the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rav Nechemia was chaylik. Rav Nechemia says that we do not make a gzeira, and just like by chalitza, it doesn't matter if it's a chalitza ksheira or a chalitza psula, if it's done betchila bemsa besaif, so too when it comes to be'ila, it doesn't matter if it's a be'ila ksheira or be'a psula, whether it's done betchila bemsa besaif, ain't achar be'ila klum. That was the sheet of Rav Nechemia. Says the Gemara that both of these shitas, Masnisa Doleke Aitano, do not fit with the following Tano. The Tani will learn to the Braisa, Abi Yaisi Ben Yoichanan Ishi Yerushalayim Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, that Achas Ve'ila V'Achas Chalitza B'tchila In Acharei Aklum, Be'emtza B'soif Yesh Acharei Aklum. Both when it comes to Yibam and also when it comes to Chalitza, it's only when it's done B'tchila, that's when we say In Acharei Aklum, but if it's done Be'emtza B'soif, even Chalitza, so then Yesh Acharei Aklum. So it comes out, Ushalosh Machlaikis B'davar, there are three shitas. The Tanakhama says that we only have a gzeira by a bia psula, like the Gemara and the Mabez spoke out, because there's makom to make a gzeira. By chalitza, there was no makom to make a gzeira by a chalitza psula. So by chalitza, there's no gzeira. By bia, there is a gzeira. Very, very logical. Rav Nechemia savar. Rav Nechemia holds that Bia Nami like Lamigzar. He's chaylik on the Svara. He says, I don't agree that there's makom to make a gzera by Bia. I hold that by Bia also there's no need to make a gzera. Udika Amr Ligzar Bia Achar Get. Mishra Bia Achar Chalitza. That if you allow Bia Achar Get, so people might think that Bia works after Chalitza. It's not true. No one's going to make such a mistake. Kevin de Chalitza de Araisa, Medi Yadi. Since Chalitza works with Araisa, so people know that you can't do Bia after Chalitza. Udika Amr Ligzar Bia Achar Maimer Mishra Bia Achar Bia. And that what you said, that we should make a gzera in the case of Bia Achar Maimer with a different Yavama, meaning Shimon did Maimer with Sarah and then he was Miyabim Rachel, so we should make a gzera Atu Bia Achar Bia, that Shimon might be Miyabim Sarah and then also be Miyabim Rachel. Says Rav Nechemia, it's not true. People, no one's going to make such a mistake. Mishum Bia Achar, because Kevin the Bia Daraisa, Hamed Yadi, since Bia is Daraisa, so people know that you can't do be Miyabim to Yavamis, no one's going to make such a mistake. So that's why Rav Nechemia says that also when it comes to Bia, it doesn't matter if it's Betchila Bamsa Besaif, even a Bia Psula, Ein Acharei Aklum. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanan says the opposite. Sabar la Karabanan, the Gazri Bibia, the Gazri. Gazri v'Gazar Chalitza Mishon Bia. They hold like he holds like the Tanakama of our Mishnah, that by Bia there is Makim to make a Gzera, by Bia Acher Gad and Bia Acher Maimer, by Bia Psula. And then once he has a Gzera by Bia, so then he also puts a Gzera on Chalitza, Atu Bia. Even though by Chalitza Be'atzim, intrinsically, there's no Makim for Gzera, he's Gazer Chalitza, Atu Bia, Hajin Alachar Begamlia. So that's the Mishnah right there now. Habal yevimtai, it doesn't matter how one is together with his yevama, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezeh, bein b'oynez, bein b'ratzoin, whether he thought it was his wife, he was with her b'shoigig, or he was with her b'mezeh, but he did it l'shem znas, or it was b'oynez, we'll see in the Gemara what b'oynez was, bein b'ratzoin, or he did it b'mezeh, again l'shem znas, afilu hu shoigig, v'himazida, even if, as the Gemara will explain, both of them, neither of them are having kavana l'shem mitzvah. He's a shaygeg and she's a mezid. Who mezid? V'shaygeg as who anas v'lo yanusa, he anusa v'lo yanus, echad ha-ma'arev, echad ha-goymer. Also, it doesn't matter what level of bia they had. We'll see in the Gemara the details of what exactly the difference is, but ha-ra'a means only a mixas bia, goymer means the full bia. It doesn't matter in all these cases, he's kana v'lechilik ben bia l'bia, and also chazal did not differentiate between bia kedarka and bia shalai kedarka. V'chein aval achas mikol ha-ra'isha b'toira, and it's the same halacha when it comes to a person who's with any erva, any of the arayas, a psulais, or any of the psulais, koin aman l'kain gadol, kushav chalutz l'kain hediyat, amzaris v'nisin l'yisrael, basis olamam zir l'nasin, when all these cases, pasla, v'lechilik, maybe labia, all of them, the psul occurs, if whatever the relationship is, however, whatever psul it is, the psul occurs no matter what type of bia they had. V'lechilik, maybe labia, if it was bia kedarka, bia shalai kedarka, hara, gemar bia, there's no difference, always the outcome will always remain the same. Now says the Gemara, my afilu, so we already spoke it out. Says the Gemara, lo mi bai kamar, the Mishnah is coming to stress the following chiddush. Lo mi bai hu shaygig vika mechavna la mitzvah, inami hu mezev vika mechavna la mitzvah. Needless to say, in the case where one of them was being mechavna la mitzvah, el afilu hu shaygig vi mezida, the tervayu loika mechavna la shay mitzvah. Even in the case where he's a shaygig and she's a mezid, where neither of them are having kavana la shay the mitzvah, afilu achi kana, still the yibam's gonna work. And tani ramchia, which doesn't seem to be much of a chiddush, I'm just speaking it out, that afilu shneim shaygigim, shneim mezidim, shneim anusim, even if both of them have the same relatively pasul kavana, they're both shaygigim, both mezidim, both anusim, still the halacha is going to be kana.